RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, Friday Fun Show. Welcome aboard. Finally, some fun after a pretty dull week for our local teams. Squirrels win. Spread the word. The Richmond Flying Squirrels are winners and did it without Trey Wilson. A redemption game for Blaine McCormick. Congratulations to Blaine and the Squirrels, 2-1 winners yesterday in Harrisburg. You'll hear them tonight. Before that, a jam-packed lineup. Rich Eisen will be on in place of Awad today. Grant and Danny in their usual spot. Grant was out sick yesterday, was in and out. We'll see if he's back to celebrate. Not just a Caps win, play the clip. Yeah, it's Tom Wilson. Get used to it.
He does not, but the Caps end up with it anyway. Roy, far wing. Wilson can't clear. Shot attempt coming in from Burns. A save made by Thompson and a rebound that Protas will get out to center, but can't catch up to in the neutral zone. Now Protas gets it back and a shot that breaks the stick of Burns. Lining up is Wilson. He scores! Wilson into the empty net! 59.2 to go! 3-1 Washington!
Well, that's about as big a win as they've had in quite some time. Carolina works them for 60-plus minutes, about 62 minutes in the opener. Capitals respond. Did very, very nice work there. Man, that was fun to watch. Capitals even it up 1-1. Saturday, 6 o'clock, they'll drop the puck in Raleigh, game 3. Doesn't change the fact that the Canes are a very good team. It was 2-1. A lot of clinching. It was clinching time. There was a lot of nerves in that arena, which reflects how good Carolina is. I think they're Stanley Cup good. As I've said, I think if the Caps win this series, I think they are Stanley Cup good. Very nice win for them last night to tie it 1-1. Split it in Raleigh. We'll come back for a big game 5 here next Thursday. Looking forward to that. Big week next week. NFL schedule release on Wednesday. I am a sucker for the NFL schedule release, and will remain so. Until further notice, we'll get the word. Who's Jaden Daniels playing? When is Jaden Daniels playing? Where is Jaden Daniels playing? All those questions about Jaden Daniels. We'll also find out where is George Pickens playing? What week will George Pickens lose his mind and create a locker room fissure in Dallas? These are all important questions that we have to answer this week. No dwelling on the Cowboys, though. It's a Friday fun show. We have a Pope talking about that yesterday, and then boom, white smoke. We got a Pope. He, American Pope. This is the Friday fun show. USA all the way. American Pope, let's go. You don't have to be Catholic. Feel a little pride in the Chicago Pope. Now, the Cubs tried to claim him. The Cubs put up on the Wrigley Field board congrats to, New Pope. He's a Cubs fan. New Pope is not a Cubs fan. His brother spoke to WGN News, so he's always been a White Sox fan. Also, the Pope, Villanova basketball fan, has tweeted about Villanova basketball, raising the possibility we're going to get a Pope bracket this year. If anybody can do a perfect bracket, it's the Pope. Also, the brother thing, kind of weird to me. Because, right, like, he was a big deal. He was a cardinal. Cardinal's a big deal. Better than bishop. He's not on the chessboard. He's no pawn. It's a big deal. But, like, if you're the brother of the cardinal, and you're at you're at a party or you're at a cookout or something. Yeah, how's your family? Oh, my brother's great. He's a cardinal. Wonderful. That there are no follow-up questions there. We're all proud of him. He's a cardinal. If your brother's the Pope, that's a different level of cookout conversation. How's your brother doing? Oh, yeah, he's great. He's infallible. He can't sin. Oh, okay. That's great. How are you doing? It's still working at the plant. Don't mind me. Your brother's the Pope. Do you go live with him? Like, I think I would. I get one of those cushy Vatican jobs. That's a you can't live your normal life situation. Your brother's the Pope. Your brother's the Cardinal. Yeah, great. There's 100 of them. Sure, they go in the room. They vote for the Pope. They don't get to use their phones. But your brother's the Pope. That's a different ball game there. Congrats to Chicago. Bears stink. White Sox stink. The Pope is from Chicago. That'll make up for a lot of things. Apparently, there online rumor. The Pope's sister-in-law went to VCU, so I'm sure we will hear more about that in the days to come as well. So basically, VCU's got a Pope, is what I'm hearing. We got a great basketball team, we got Phil Martelli, and we got a Pope. I don't know what more you could need there. The fact that the Pope is a White Sox fan tells me he is a man of faith. 120 losses in a season. You still coming back for more? You can be Pope if you survive that, for sure. Friday Fun Show, MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Love being with you guys. We're talking about VCU basketball. I'm excited to dive into VCU basketball next week. I feel like we have certainty around the team. We're getting certainty around the schedule. Love the announcement yesterday, home and home with NC State. I think that will be a real positive for VCU. Chance to pick up some of those very valuable net points. ACC needs some of that action, too. ACC needs to boost its standing, needs to figure out a way to game the net, get some more teams in as well. As mentioned, Flying Squirrels baseball tonight coming off the 2-1 dub in Harrisburg. Very nice showing by the Fighting Nutsies, coming back after back-to-back shutout losses, 19-0 and 9-0. That is, statistically speaking, you allow 19 runs, you allow 9 runs, and then you allow 1 run last night. So tonight, excited for the Squirrels to allow negative 8 runs. That's good. That gives the offense a little breathing room, as we say. You'll hear that tonight. You'll hear Grant and Danny, Rich Eisen, coming up at noon. Great lineup for you. Great Friday Fun program. If you miss any of it, grab the podcast. It's online, MP on the mic. And, of course, the Apple Store and Google Play has the Odyssey app with the rewind button. Keep it locked right here. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Thanks for joining us on this Monday morning, peek-a-bit season. We're talking about horse racing. We're talking about practice. We're talking about NFL practices. Talking about NHL, where the Dallas Stars had so far the victory of any playoffs of the NBA or NHL on Saturday night. Incredible Game 7 finish out there in Dallas, down 2-0. A hat trick in the third period by a guy who was traded from the Avalanche to the Stars. That's the good stuff right there. Basketball's been good, too. I think probably Knicks Pistons, the 11-1 run. Jalen Brunson's three for me, that's your moment of the playoffs so far. New moments tonight. Can the Knicks hang with the Boston Celtics? Spoiler, no, they can't. But we'll watch. We'll see what happens as we march towards the NBA Finals and the Stanley Cup. And you'll hear select Washington Capitals playoff games right here on 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. But we're looking ahead to Commanders season as well, home of the Commanders. I don't know if you saw the video, great video circulating over the weekend. The Eagles did behind the scenes in the Eagles draft day room. Their GM, Howie Roseman, loves to trade. He loves making moves. He called Adam Peters asking about trading up into the Commanders pick. He ended up trading up into the Chiefs pick. He calls it about trading up into the Commanders pick. And you hear him say on the phone, "Oh, yeah, I could call you every year. It's our annual tradition. Let's make deals." He hangs up and he said Adam Peters told him there's an in-the-division tax you got to pay. Then the Commanders select Connerly, though. He says, great pick. He gets his guy, Jihad Campbell of Alabama, who I think will be a great linebacker. Excellent selection. I know that everybody wanted the trade back, and I certainly am not opposed to trade back. I do think, though, that the Chiefs were going offensive lineman the whole way at 31. If the Commanders had flipped back to 32, we don't know if the Chiefs would have taken Josh Connerly, right? And then whatever, if that's the guy you wanted, you know, whatever later round pick you get, it's not worth it if you lose your guy in the first round. I think knowing the board, knowing the Chiefs wanted to go offensive lineman, I agree that that was not the move to make there, to slide back for a late round pick in that moment. Not worth it, because you want your guy, and I'm beating the drum harder than most. I love drafting an offensive lineman. I love offensive linemen. I love building teams around the offensive line, especially when you've already got a Jaden Daniels. So certainly no objection here from me. They get their guy. They don't get picks later in the draft. I think if you could have moved into the start of day two, all right, now you're talking about a bigger haul. Now you're talking about, you know, can you bring in a third-round pick or a compensatory third-round pick or something like that? All right, now we're talking, because now there's still talent there. But I don't think it would have been worth it to chance it, knowing the Chiefs, who were two picks away, were pretty set on drafting an offensive lineman after what happened to Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl, which I think would inform a lot of teams' draft day plans going forward. The Rams, I don't think we talk about the Rams enough. I think the Rams are very much in the hunt in the NFC this year. Here's Sean McVay talking the other day about his quarterback, Matthew Stafford, and his level of play coming into this year.
I think he came out of this season feeling really good physically. And one of the things that I think is a tremendous credit to him, Adam, you look at the playoff games that he's played in with us, the four his first year where he goes 4-0, leads us to a Super Bowl. You go to the 23 season, he did everything in his power to try to will us to a victory against an excellent Detroit football team in 23. And then this past year, he balls against Minnesota and he does his thing against Philadelphia. And so we have a chance with him every time he's at the switch, and love working with him. And I think he's got, he can play as long as he wants, but fortunately, I'm hoping it's a couple more years.
That's Sean McVay. You remember him. He was part of the 2013 Washington coaching staff that gets mentioned from time to time around here. It's all right. We got a guy now. We got Jaden Daniels now. Do we want to go down the Dan Quinn side road? Sure. It's bit season. I was telling some people this the other day, because I was not super pro Dan Quinn being hired. That was very much my take. And since then, a lot of people have been like, "Yo, MP, when are you going to eat your words? You were wrong." And here's the thing. I'm kind of not ready to do it yet. I kind of don't think we're there yet. If Dan Quinn in Atlanta, amazing when Kyle Shanahan was his offensive coordinator. The wheels fell off shortly afterward. Hopefully, Cliff Kingsbury stays for a long time. I worry this is Cliff Kingsbury's last season in Washington. At that point, I'm going to start judging Dan Quinn. And I know that's a long game, right? That's a long game to play. But I do think that's a hurdle that's going to need to be surmounted before I feel totally good about having Dan Quinn as the head coach, is knowing that you're going to have the right guy flipping the switch offensively. And from a defensive perspective, I'm expecting, you know, this defense to regress. And so he's got a chance to prove me wrong as a defensive coach this year. But he's got a chance to prove me wrong as a head coach once Cliff Kingsbury leaves. I really do think the jury's still out. I know everybody wants an instant opinion. And, I hate doing this because Dan Quinn is way better than Ron Rivera. And Dan Quinn's not the general manager of the team, which makes him way better than Ron Rivera. But it needs to be noted, Ron Rivera had a ton of success his first year here, slid into the playoffs, and had the Taylor Heinicke game, right? Not the same as these guys. Not at all. It's not the same at all. But I do think we're going to need to wait until Dan Quinn has to replace offensive coordinators to fully get a measure of the Dan Quinn era, to fully get a measure of how he is as the Washington Commanders head coach. And so y'all could call that me ducking if you want. I'm fine with that. But I don't think you can say I was wrong after one season. Sometimes I'm wrong. When I'm wrong, I eat my hat on this show. Nobody admits they're wrong better than MP of major radio personalities in Richmond, Virginia. I'll hang my hat on that. Nobody says they're wrong more than me and admits it. I'm not willing to admit I'm wrong here, I guess is what this comes down to. I'm not ready to say that. I just don't think we know for sure that Dan Quinn is the long-term answer as the Washington Commanders head coach. And we may not know for a couple of years until we see how he replaces the offensive coordinator, how he develops a defense that is under-talented compared to the rest of the division, right? On paper, this is not a defense that strikes fear in the heart of the rest of the division. The Eagles' defense is definitively better. I think on paper, the Cowboys' defense is at least as good, if not better, especially when Micah Parsons is healthy. I think the Giants have a menacing defensive line coming this year. Does it make them better? I don't know. I think you could make a case, talent-wise, this is the fourth best defense in the NFC East. I am not making the case and will not make the case that this is the fourth best team in the NFC East. It's not. It's the second best team in the NFC East. They're right behind Philly. And we went over Rich Eisen's power rankings the other day. Rich Eisen has them at 2 in the league right behind Philly. That's defensible. And this is a team with an incredibly bright future. I'm just saying, I think there are still big Dan Quinn questions yet to be resolved. It may take a couple years before we get those questions resolved. We got all offseason to talk about that, though. We got years to talk about that, though. Rams. I think the Rams are going to be a really good team this year. You heard Sean McVay reflecting back, right? When do you cut bait with a veteran quarterback, right? When do you sense the slide is coming and get ahead of that and start developing the next guy? He says, I don't think we're there yet with Matthew Stafford. And by the way, I think he's right. The Rams were arguably the second closest team to winning the Super Bowl this past year. Took Philly down to the finish. I think would have beaten Washington and LA. I think could have beaten the Chiefs. I think there's a case to be made that was the second best team in the playoffs. I'm riding with my guy, Sean McVay. You know, he's always been my guy. But I agree, Matthew Stafford, the day will come and we have that discussion. Is Matthew Stafford losing his edge? I don't think we were there last year on a year where he was coming back from injury as well. So I got the Rams down as a dangerous team. I think I'm going Eagles, Bills, Rams as my top three entering the year. I do think the Chiefs will fall off a bit. If it's not this year for the Bills, their Kirsten is not going to happen. Y'all, sorry, Buffalo. This is the Bills' chance this year with the Chiefs reeling again, late draft pick again. You know, the roster getting a little bit older and creakier off of another long season. The Bills upgrading again. The Bills with a talented roster again. If they can't do it this year, they're not going to do it. I'll say that. Now, a lot of other good teams in the AFC too, and certainly Baltimore wants another bite at that apple as well. A lot of people high on Denver. I'm not, but a lot of people are. Good for them. I can't talk too much crap. Blaine's going to be in here Wednesday doing Squirrels pregame. I want to make sure we maintain good relationships there. Should be a fun season. It gets me excited. Gets me excited thinking about it. We'll keep this show going. We'll count you down to noon. That's when AWOD's live at Capitol Ale House. We'll do it all on the other side of this break. You're listening. Good night, Timber fan.
This is MP on the mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're always worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Welcome aboard to the Thursday program. Lane Casadante joins us momentarily, but first, a little news coming across the wire here from John Rothstein, our friend at CBS Sports. Sometimes friend. He turned on VCU this year, and we turned on him. But I'm willing to bury the hatchet. New year, everybody resets. Transfer portal, everybody resets. My relationship with John Rothstein resets as well. You heard it here first. NC State and VCU are finalizing an agreement to begin a home-and-home series next season in Raleigh. John Rothstein of CBS Sports reporting that Will Wade's new team, the NC State Wolfpack, are going to host VCU this year and travel to the Siegel Center in the 2026-27 season. Mark your calendars now. The second Will Wade homecoming, because of course he came back after leaving for LSU. Third, if you count McNeese State, he sent the team. He had to stay back because of that pesky NCAA thing at the time. Now, I will note that is now two appearances by Will Wade before we have one by Mike Rhodes. I like Mike Rhodes just saying the facts of the matter, which brings us to Thursday's 10:30. It's time to welcome in our friend Lane Casadante. He is the sports director at CBS 6. He covered Will Wade. He covered VCU. He will no doubt be there for that game in 2026 or 27. Mark your calendar now. Lane, how's it going?
Hey, good morning, Michael. How's everybody?
Everybody's good over here. The ACC yesterday went from 20 regular season basketball games to 18, which frees them up to schedule more non-conference games. I love that VCU got in on the action because, as we both know, they need games like this.
Yeah, and it's I like that the ACC is giving a little bit of, if not autonomy, then at least a little bit of choice, scheduling choice, back to their schools by doing this. It's only two games, but chances are those two games are going to be either home games or in one of the MTEs that are popping up more and more frequently, which tend to be a little bit higher profile. So it's a good move all the way around, even for what many people consider to be the best basketball conference in college basketball.
Not anymore. I don't think anybody said that in a hot minute. They got to reclaim some of that juice there. Because it's
a little bit, yeah, historically. But yeah, no, the SEC, you know, the SEC getting 15, 16, 18 Oof. Teams in every year. That's pretty good.
it beats the alternative. Yeah, it's time for the ACC to reclaim that mantle because I was certainly not pleased by looking at the SEC standings next year and seeing a 9-win conference team as a lock for the NCAA tournament in their 20-game scheduling format. That is neither here nor there. Lane Casadante joins us on Thursdays. Oh, okay, the other topic that we've addressed this morning, because Gary Hess was in here, we were talking about horse racing, and the Triple Crown has lost a lot of juice in recent years now that the winner of the Kentucky Derby doesn't go to the Preakness. But are you a Belmont guy? Did you grow up going to the Belmont, anything like that?
I didn't go to the Belmont, but I have been to Saratoga Racetrack several times. My sister lives just minutes from that course. So, and that's where the Belmont was last year. It's where it's going to be again this year.
That's right. I forget that's a temporary thing. It's not normal. Yeah.
No, it's only because of renovations. But okay. Saratoga is one of the oldest race courses in the country. and I've been there many times. So, yeah, I've never been to one of the Triple Crown races, but I know what that sport and what that event does for places like Saratoga. My sister knows people who will rent out their house for an entire month, and they'll go on a month-long vacation, and the money that they make renting their house out to people who are only in town for the meet will pay for their entire vacation. And people work there. A lot of teachers work there because they're not in school during August. It is a huge boon to the economy up there, and just having the Belmont there adds, doubles it at least, or triples it, even for only one race.
Oh, no question. I bet some people in Blacksburg made a pretty penny last night as well with Metallica rolling through.
Yeah, that I don't know about that. I wonder how many of those fans knew more than two of their songs. I know they know the one, but I'm wondering if they knew. I'm wondering how many more they knew. How many they just sat there and said, "Oh, okay, when are they going to play Sandman?" It just sat through 3 hours of whatever else Metallica does these days.
Mike Barber did a preview story about it. And he talked to the band's manager, and the quote was something to the effect of I don't even know if we'll play it. We don't make the set list until day of. And I thought, what an epic troll job that would be, to bring 70,000 people out to Lane Stadium, do the encores, and say, "Hey, good night, everybody. I think we got everything. I think we got all the ones you want to hear out here."
Yeah, all the hits. And then it would be funny if they came out and just played new stuff. Here's from our new album, huh? What?
That's the Paul McCartney problem. He's still on tour, and he's trying to, "I wrote this song last month." That's not what we paid you to be here for. I'm impressed, because so many of these old bands, Lane, is not the original lineup. I mean, Journey, I don't think there are any original parts left. Metallica, formed in 1981, still largely the original lineup running around the country doing this thing. That's not nothing.
Yeah. No, and that is incredibly rare, you're right, especially with musicians who aren't known for their even temperaments in the first place. But, there's something to be said for, taking vacations, and here's the thing about that. The Police broke up after just five albums, and I know we're getting in the Wayback Machine and dating ourselves here with some of these bands, but the Police only had, I think, five, maybe six albums, and broke up because they literally couldn't be in the same room with each other. They did a reunion tour because money is green, and money is the answer to everything. So if there's enough dollar signs on the table, even the bands that have hated each other, look at Kiss.
Oh, Oasis.
The guys at Kiss couldn't stand each other, but they did. They just ended stopped touring last year. Why? Because people were still paying $250 a night to see them.
Oasis, the Gallagher brothers reuniting next year, which they swore they would never do. Amazingly, for a sold out reunion tour, their first in 15 years. Funny how these things work.
Sure.
Who's the classic band that, if they rolled through, you wouldn't miss them?
Well, I'm a huge Billy Joel guy, and I got to see him at the Garden a year and a half ago, and I'm upset because he's coming to D.C., but it's on a Friday night during football season.
Oops.
He didn't check with me about that, so that's not going to be possible. But and honestly, the band that I would really love to see one more time is Van Halen, but Eddie's no longer with us, and the last time I saw them, it was not a very good show just because of the state that he was in at the time. So, yeah, those are the two big ones for me. I'm trying to think. I did see the Police on their reunion tour. The concert I really want to see this summer is down at the new amphitheater on Browns Island. I want to go see Weird Al.
Oh, Weird Al.
I haven't seen him in a long time. That might have been the first concert I ever went to when I was in high school. I would love to see him again.
Eat it. Just eat it. Weird Al's got the hits, man.
Listen, what he does is arguably harder than what the original songwriters do.
He's a genius, and he's still doing it.
Yeah.
I don't even know the songs he's parodying anymore when they come out. He has somehow stayed cooler than all of us.
Exactly, yes.
Link Cazzadone, sports director, CBS 6. I know we don't have a ton of sports these days, but we got a lot of high school action about to heat up. What are you working on over there for this weekend?
Yeah, well, I just got the email, which I'm sure you did too. We were all set to go to see Commanders rookie camp tomorrow.
Not anymore.
Not anymore because of the rain that's coming through, and I kind of been wondering about that for the last couple of days. Do you see a hell of a lot at those things? No, you don't. Do you glean a lot of information and knowledge and insight from the players that the team just drafted? No, not really. But it is a chance to see them in the colors. And there'll be other opportunities with mini camps coming up and all that other stuff. But that was going to be a big one for us. And now I think they've moved it to Saturday. So we'll see what we could juggle around and get up and see Jalen Lane and Amos and the other draft picks this weekend. I mean, it's not anything compelling. It's not anything earth-shattering. It's not anything groundbreaking. But it is a chance to see them in their new uniforms for the first time.
It's the NFL, and Lane, I know this as a person who professionally hosts a sports talk show. There's never a bad time to talk about the NFL. People appreciate hearing about the National Football League.
No, it's become 24/7. It's become 12 months out of the year, which is a testament to everything that, you know, the league takes their lumps and they don't get everything right, but the fact that we now talk about them 12 months out of the year when we didn't, you know, just, I don't even think we did, you know, 10, 12 years ago. It wasn't like this. And it is now. And it's, you know, it's every day and it's all year. And they've got something every single month. It's genius what they've done to keep that sport in everyone's consciousness year-round, regardless of whether they're playing or not.
They took a minute at the draft to unveil the date of the calendar release, Lane. That is where we're at now with the NFL.
Yep.
It's a juggernaut. Before I let you go, Aaron Judge hitting 400. Jeez, that guy's raking it.
Well, yeah, he was hitting 500, which is not sustainable, obviously. And neither is 400.
Yankees fan.
Yeah, well, they've just been decimated by injuries early in the season, and what he does, sometimes he's the only guy in the lineup that you really have to worry about, and you would think they'd start to pitch around him and give him the Barry Bonds treatment. They haven't quite yet, and when he gets the opportunity, he makes them pay for it. He's on pace. I think for a while there, he was on pace to hit like 80 home runs this year or something like that, which he won't do, but just the fact that everybody knows he's as good as he is and you can pitch around him and they don't, and you know, he might get one, two good pitches a game and he will identify them and make people pay for him. He's on another planet right now, and for the Yankees' sake, they can only hope that continues, because going to be a while before they get some of the other guys in the lineup around him back again.
The injuries are a real thing, but if that team hits its stride in about September, they're going to be mighty dangerous. May even have one of those World Series rematches that we hear so much about. Lane Cassadante, CBS 6 sports director, he's on it. We're off next week, so we will catch you down the line, but thank you for joining us. Have a great weekend.
No problem, Mike. Thanks for having me. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Foreshadowing here, let's talk about the NFL. We'll do it on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
We're out of the bit season of May.
We did Star Wars Day. We did Cinco de Mayo. We did It's Gonna Be May. I think that's all of them. We're just in for the long slog of bit season now. We'll get there. We'll get to the finish line. I've got an inquiry out to Zach McHugh. I would love for him to drop by today so we can firmly establish this rivalry ahead of Washington-Carolina hockey. Puck drops tonight, 7 o'clock, up in D.C., game one. The Capitals are not the favorites. Not only are the Capitals not the favorites, of the teams remaining in the NHL playoffs, the Capitals actually, and they're the one seed, I might remind you, have the worst odds to win the Stanley Cup. They're 11-1 to lift the cup. I'm not sure what we're doing here, but Carolina should be favored tonight. That's correct. But there's no way Washington has the worst chances to to lift the cup, per our guy Grant Paulson up in D.C., of the Grant and Danny program, which you will not hear today because they have Washington Nationals baseball going on up there in D.C. Whatever you hear, I'm sure it'll be interesting. I'm sure it will be intellectual and stimulating, just like this program, which now needs to do a little story time because I learned something yesterday about the NFL draft. NFL draft 2027 is coming to the National Mall, and the National Mall is known for presidential inaugurations, 4th of July, the Smithsonian does a big festival out there, but you can't buy the National Mall. You can't rent the National Mall out. Like, that's not really part of the deal. There are a number of rules governing what you can and can't do on the National Mall. So they will not be able to have beer sales on the mall at the NFL draft. They're going to find a way to get Bud Lights in people's hands. I'm not even a little bit worried about that. It's the NFL. Did you know why they have all these rules about what you can and can't do on the National Mall? It's because of Britney Spears and the NFL and Pepsi. Yeah. So here's the story. So 9/11 was 2001. The next year, yeah. Well, stick with me, Hazel.
We are off the rails.
10:32. We're off the rails. We're not going back on them either. I promise you that because I see the rest of the story here where we're headed.
All right.
The next year, the NFL did a whole like because you know it was a subdued season post 9/11. Like it wasn't like they took a week and then bounced back. The whole rest of the year was kind of somber, as was the mood in America. So the next year, the NFL, as only the NFL can do, declared, we're gonna juice the national mood. So they had, for the first time, the Thursday night kickoff game. That's what was introduced in with a big concert in Times Square with what I can only assume was the hottest musical act at the time, Bon Jovi. Bon Jovi playing in Times Square. And then the Giants opened the NFL season in the kickoff game, which is now a tradition. The team that wins the Super Bowl plays in the kickoff game on Thursday night. The second year was 2003. And so 9/11, the Twin Towers in New York, and of course the Pentagon in D.C. So I guess they will give a little love to D.C. So they booked the National Mall for a Britney Spears concert and a Redskins game to kick off the 2003 NFL season.
Wow.
You keeping up?
I'm trying.
You keeping up.
Wow.
NFL Kickoff Live 2003 from the National Mall, presented by Pepsi Vanilla, was such a disaster.
Oh, no.
That Congress passed legislation to ensure nothing like it would ever happen again. This per Slate Magazine. Do you know how hard it is to get Congress to pass legislation? It's really... this must have done some serious damage.
Oh, my goodness.
Here's what happened. It took them all week to set up, and they blocked off the whole National Mall while it was being set up, so nobody could use it all week. So everybody was a little salty about that. They put giant Pepsi cans everywhere.
Vanilla Pepsi, I'm hearing.
Vanilla Pepsi. Wow. King of the Pepsi. I assume that's the best-selling Pepsi now.
Surely.
Just fast forward 20 years. So many. Why do they have to introduce a new one every year? I don't know. Do you remember Crystal Pepsi? It's probably a little outside of your range.
I don't.
It was clear Pepsi. Mm-mm. Didn't stick. Mm-mm. The Final Four I was at with UVA, Coke's the big Final Four sponsor, they were introducing orange vanilla Coke. And literally everywhere you went, like not media, but everybody, they were just handing out cans of it everywhere. There were hundreds of thousands of cans of orange vanilla Coke. And finally, on like day two, I'm like, I'm trying it. And I didn't try it again. I'm not a Coke guy to start with. Maybe you're a big orange vanilla Coke fan. I don't know. They got the freestyle machine now. You just make it however you want to make it. Why do we have new soft drinks? I don't know. But Pepsi Vanilla took over the National Mall. So this is the Slate Magazine recap of it. This is the NFL spokesperson because... This was Salute to the Troops with Britney Spears presented by Pepsi Vanilla. So I know you're struggling to understand how this went off the rails. I don't know either.
it's out of my mind.
The Pentagon agreed to integrate the concert into Operation Tribute to Freedom, a newly launched initiative to demonstrate public appreciation for American men and women in uniform. So here's the NFL spokesperson. I guess you could cynically look at it and say, well, the NFL is exploiting the war. We look at it differently. We bring people together on our unofficial American holidays like the Super Bowl. We do a pretty good job of wrapping ourselves in the American flag, which I think we have our fans' permission to do. Complaints the tourists couldn't walk around the mall because of the giant tents, the signs, the Pepsi vanilla bottles that were everywhere. Pepsi paid $2.5 million. Britney Spears was there. The NFL argued that sponsors were needed to pay for a free concert. A league spokesperson told reporters that a balance had been struck between commerce and the common good. That common good apparently being a Britney Spears show introducing Pepsi vanilla on the National Mall to kick off the NFL season. This is the true 30 for 30 right here. This is the 30 for 30 we need. Britney Spears was just the headliner. Good Charlotte, Mary J. Blige, and Aretha Franklin were also there as part of the concert, which had 30,000 fans in attendance. The Associated Press report the next day, I'm just reading everything from back then now, the Associated Press report the next day, Abraham Lincoln's view down the National Mall should not include pop singer Britney Spears gyrating at a Pepsi sponsored concert.
No.
2 weeks after the concert, the bill was introduced and passed 92-4 in the Senate.
That's horrifically
bad. 92-4. You can't get 92 of them to agree on anything.
That's
so, 24 years later, we're back.
We need Britney back to bring the country together.
We 100% need Britney there. I don't know if we need Good Charlotte there. We'll just do the Britney part. But the NFL's back on the National Mall with the NFL draft presented by Bud Light. What could possibly go wrong here? I'm curious how they're... I guess you just, like, set up bars, like, right across the street from the mall, right? Is that the move? And it's not like... You don't... Here's the hottest take of all time. You don't have to have alcohol to have a sporting event. It's actually not required. We had college sporting events for many hundreds of years without any alcohol involved before we needed to raise money to pay for NIL. It's doable. But will the NFL actually do that? Because you remember the World Cup, which was in Qatar, wherever that was. They were booze-free, and it was like all the English soccer fans like, what are we going to do? Watch soccer? Unacceptable.
Ridiculous.
Come on. Try to think a little bit here.
Yeah.
What? We can't do that. Asking us to watch soccer while
it's
sober.
Like half the sport.
Can't watch soccer while sober.
They're just running around.
The NFL draft. Not a sober viewing experience. Unless you're Mel Kiper eating your pumpkin pie. Throwing down on the National Mall.
It's a vanilla Pepsi experience.
If we're doing the show live, still in 2 years, which I hope we are, but you never know. It's like the cartoons, a little hook comes and like pulls the guy off the stage. That'll be me someday, mid-show. What's he doing? Well, it's a sports talk show. Oh, did he talk about sports? Well, he played some Chris Russell clips, and then he talked about Britney Spears for all. Yep! And scene. If we're still doing this in 2027, I'm going to find a vanilla Pepsi and bring it, which will be my second PepsiCo-related bit at a football event, because Jay Gruden once famously declared a game to be code red because they were losing. Kirk Cousins was about to be benched. It ended up being known as the You Like That game, but the week started with Jay Gruden declaring, it was like, Jay, do you need to win? He's, oh yeah, it's code red in here. At the time, Mountain Dew had code red. So
with the Uber commercial where it's like all football is to sell you food. It's actually a Pepsi experience is all it is. Brittany's still available. She's performing in Vegas, right? She's still doing her thing. Yeah.
Feels like she could take a quick flight.
Yeah. She got... I didn't follow that story closely. She got freed, right?
Brittany is free.
Yeah. I thought that was the end of that story.
Is she okay? I don't know. But she's free.
That's not... We're not asking too many questions on that for sure. We're not...
I only had one requirement.
We're not diving too deep into that. We'll go deep on everything with our guy Trey Wilson at 11 o'clock. Still have to hear from John Oliver about his offer to re-theme a major minor league baseball team. Great night in sports last night. Knicks over the Celtics. Both one seeds go down last night in the NBA. We'll take a spin around the world of sports because that's what we do here. We talk sports. It's the show. MP on the mic. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Coming at you. You know I'm not a big NBA guy, but man, we had a sequence of events last night. Knicks slide by the Celtics late, win in overtime, and then both games had the fouling up three. I thought the Knicks did it correctly. Oklahoma City did not do it correctly. Denver slides by them, leads 1-0. Both road teams make it a series. We may have some long series in the NBA this go-round, which will be fascinating to see. Tonight, Indy and Cleveland, another one seed on the ropes, 1-0 there after their home game. You don't want to go down 2-0 in the home portion of the schedule, and then things will get started between the Timberwolves and the Warriors. That'll be at 9:30 tonight, so we'll keep an eye on all that for you. I tease this out of the gate. Trey, we didn't have time to talk about this with Trey. I'm sure he's got thoughts on this. We'll save that for next Tuesday. Axios reports that John Oliver wants to rebrand the Flying Squirrels, is the headline this morning. So John Oliver does Last Week Tonight. That's it's a HBO show where he takes on a topic and he goes into it this week. Minor League Baseball team names was the topic this week. And he was calling out the teams with boring names, but that was not us, to be clear. That's not us. We don't have boring team names. This is him kind of running through the premise of the argument on HBO.
Operating costs, which can be significant. So they go out of their way to try and grab people's attention, starting with eye-catching team names like the Hub City Spartan Burgers or the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp or the Modesto Nuts. Those are just the ones named after food. There's also the Richmond Flying Squirrels, the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, and the Binghamton Rumble Ponies. And incidentally, Rumble Pony sounds less like the name of a baseball team and more like Australian slang for a bike. G'day, mate. Just piddling the hick out of the old Rumble Pony right now. I'm bloody naked. The names of minor league teams have actually gotten even more creative in recent years as they discovered that a flashy reboot can really boost ticket sales.
And they've sold a lot of Flying Squirrels merchandise. Two things. Can we say bloody nickered on the radio? Is that it? Is that how it ends for us with the FCC? Nobody tell the FCC we said bloody nickered on the radio. I don't know what the rules are there. I hope we're not syndicated in Sydney. That would be bad. Also, the thing the Flying Squirrels have never had that I didn't know they were missing until a few minutes ago is their name being said with a British accent. He really brought the cue out of squirrels there. The Flying Squirrels. The British accent really sells it. That makes it a very nice team name there. It just rolls off the tongue.
We could invite him to do a first pitch.
That's actually the move here, isn't it? Bury the hatchet with John Oliver. After these headlines about how he wants to rebrand the team, we can invite him. Throw out the first pitch. He could be on the AAA pregame show with Blaine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think that's the correct move here. Because Flying Squirrels does not need rebranding. Right. Everybody agrees on that. We're good. Great team name. Great merchandise. I love the one-offs they do. The Ardeas Voladores, the one last year with the river and the bridge on it, that was sharp. They're good. Squirrels don't need any help. They're moving into a new park.
they're going to be able to do more there. I'm excited to see what they come up with. You know, is Nutsy going to go flying around? Or are they going to like build a high wire for him? You never know. Something wild is going to happen at the new ballpark. I feel quite confident about that. But John Oliver says, we are willing to use all of our resources and stupidity to give one minor league baseball team a complete total rebrand. All they have to do is email him and hand over all creative control to him and the show. Some of these teams have already gone so far. Did you see the Oysters logo recently? Did you see the controversy?
No, I haven't.
It looked like not an oyster. Yeah. They claim it was unintentional, but they kept selling it in the team store.
Yeah, there's a lot of eyes on that before you print it.
There's a lot. That's not one you sneak through. Mm-hmm. That's how sometimes like you get to the end, it's like when somebody's like, do you see it there? Like, what? Oh, now I see it there. That's a little more, yeah, like straight out of the gate. Somebody should have caught that one. It's a wild world out there. Minor league baseball branding and team names. Our guy Steve Wino, Associated Press hockey writer, has like 80 minor league baseball team hats. He'll rotate them during training camp, new one each day.
Oh man,
he's got all sorts of different hats. Ooh. And Parney's gotten the squirrel's hat into like famous places. Ryan Kerrigan wore one for a long time. There have been like players wear the hats. You end up on TV on SportsCenter. I bet we're a top 20 most recognizable minor league baseball franchise nationally. As referenced in the list, like you can't like name 100 minor league teams off the top here. Like the Durham Bulls are probably at or near the top, the baby Yankees. But after that, I think we're right there in that next cut of really well-named baseball teams. Of course, we air the games every night. That includes tonight, 6 o'clock. You'll hear Blaine out there in Harrisburg against the baby Nats as the Nationals farm team. Hopefully we can steal that from them in the next couple of years. Did I say that out loud? I did say that out loud. I want to steal the Nationals franchise from them and bring it here to Richmond for my personal enjoyment and for the good of the show. We want to talk VCU hoops before we slide over to Crosstalk. Phil Martelli was making the media rounds yesterday. We'll check in with him. Phil Martelli Jr. I think I'm going to drop the junior. I think that's my game plan. I'll run it by everybody. Because Phil Martelli was famous. This is Phil Martelli Jr. But until further notice, if I say Phil Martelli, I'm not referring to senior. I'm referring to the guy who coaches the VCU Rams. That's the plan. Back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.